It's been 7 weeks since a former freight railway lawn on the west side of Manhattan opened as a public park, and the High Line seems to be a hit. Here's visitor Kay Sloves.
It sort of gives me the feeling of an English garden, and I think those sort of raspberry-colored flowers, I don't know what they are spectacular.
It's paradoxical, but the physical limitations of the elevated tracks have resulted in a stunning array of plants you won't see in other city parks. WNYC's Ilya Maritz reports.
Take this specimen, for example. Long, spiky stems about 4 feet high, topped with clusters of what look like white rhinestone-encrusted Fabergé eggs. It goes by the bizarre name of Rattlesnake Master.
People are used to traditional flowers, like here is a flower with petals that I recognize. Well, not all flowers are created equally.
Highline Vice President for Horticulture, Patrick Kalina.
That sharp cone, which has this amazing sort of mathematical pattern in that kind of silver color, is a tremendous contrasting element.
Rattlesnake Master is a native of the Midwest. So far, it's thriving in the simulated prairie above 18th Street, where purple gayfeather and orange coneflowers punctuate a ribbon of little bluestem and Shenandoah switchgrass poking up from the railroad tracks.
There are lots of parts of the country, and the world for that matter, that have plants without people to stand over them with a watering can.
They do water the plants here, but the soil tends to dry out fast. And there's another challenge, the shallowness of the planting bed. We're now standing on the concrete floor of the High Line around 21st Street. This part of the park hasn't been completed yet and is closed to the public.
The height of that wall is really how much soil that all of this material is operating in.
That's 2 feet max.
It's less than 2 feet, actually.
That's not a lot of space. Yet the park designers have crammed these 2.8 acres with more than 200 species of flowers and shrubs. There are even groves of young gray birches and three-leaf maples. Like a growing family in a one-bedroom apartment, these trees will have to make do with less as their roots spread.
This is our co-founder, Robert Hammond.
Hey, nice to meet you. Hi, how are you?
Nice to meet you.
10 years ago, Robert Hammond and Joshua David started Friends of the High Line. They wanted to stop the planned demolition of a unique industrial structure. A public park wasn't really what they had in mind.
And then when I came up here, you know, there was a mile and a half of wildflowers running right through the middle of New York.
And it was obvious what had to happen. As Levine and Hammond raised private money for the park, they pitched a vision of the High Line as a pageant of wildflowers changing constantly with the seasons.
We always said early on, you know, that, oh, it's going to change every 2 weeks. And we would tell people, you know, we'd tell donors that, but I didn't really believe it. I thought, you know, maybe hopefully it'll change once in a while. But it really does. I mean, in the month that we've been open, I mean, it's probably gone through 5 or 6 different feels.
Last week, a patch of flowers above 17th Street stopped Julien David and Rachel Parker in their tracks.
They remind me of raspberries or red cauliflower.
I have no idea what it was.
You hear that a lot on the High Line. Inquiries with park staff later determined it's a red caulie sedum. Visitors Shirley Geller and Arlene Rossman would like to make a helpful suggestion.
No, I think there are a lot of different kinds of foliage, and it would be nice if they could be identified with small little signs or captions.
A park spokesperson says limiting signage is one of the park's design principles. Instead, they invite you to find a High Line employee and ask them your question. With more than 7 grounds workers per acre, they're not hard to find. For WNYC, I'm Ilya Maritz.